It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
President George W. Bush, Senators John McCain, Edward Kennedy, and several other senators are promoting various legislation to give some kind of amnesty guest worker status to millions of illegal aliens residing in the United States, as well as to an indefinite number of additional foreign workers. All these bills should be rejected because they are immoral. Inviting foreigners to come to America as guest workers is equivalent to sending the message, "You people are only fit to do menial jobs that Americans think they are too good to do. We will let you come into our country for a few years to work low-paid jobs, but you have no hope of rising up the economic and social ladder." Amnesty Guest Worker is a plan to create a subordinate underclass of unassimilated foreign workers, like serfs or peasants in corrupt foreign countries. That's not the kind of economy that made America a great nation. We are a country that welcomes immigrants who want to be Americans, who come here legally, who obey our laws and our Constitution, and speak our language. They start with entry-level jobs, but they have the opportunity to rise into the middle class and realize the American dream. One of the richest men I know started as a dishwasher in a small-town restaurant. President Theodore Roosevelt warned us emphatically against valuing people only for the low-paid work they do. His words are still relevant. Roosevelt said, "Never under any condition should this nation look at an immigrant as primarily a labor unit. We cannot afford to use hundreds of thousands of immigrants merely as industrial assets while they remain social outcasts and menaces any more than earlier in our history we could afford to keep the black man merely as an industrial asset and not as a human being." That's the wisdom of Theodore Roosevelt, and it's a good lesson for us today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says if God wanted him to touch his toes, he'd have put them on his knees. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor, some common sense points of view. I have been a fan of Hal Lindsey ever since he wrote his book, he's written many books, but the bestseller, of course, was The Late Great Planet Earth. And Hal sold something like 32 million copies of that. When the New York Times surveyed all the book sales for the decade of the 70s, Lindsey had far outsold all other authors. As I mentioned, just The Late Great Planet Earth alone sold more than 32 million copies, and he's written several books since then. Now, Hal is, I don't want to call him a preacher, I guess he is. He is a minister of sorts. I don't know him that well personally, but we've had him as a guest on this show, I don't know, two or three times over the time that we've been on the air here. He is a Bible prophecy type person. And like I said, all you have to do is get an old copy of That Late Great Planet Earth, and you can see how much prophecy he puts into his writings. But anyway, for years, he has been on TBN, that's the Trinity Broadcasting Network. I know a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit about Trinity. Trinity Broadcasting Network started the same year we started Brownfield Network. Not the talk show, but the agricultural programming. Trinity got started in 1972. We did also. We went on the air the second day of January 1973. And Paul Crouch and I have several things in common. First of all, as I said, we both began our businesses in 1972. We're about the same age. We're both Missourians. Paul was educated in Springfield, Missouri. And if you're a regular watcher of TBN, or you know what we're talking about here. If you're not, why, it's a Christian Broadcasting Network. It's been that way since 1972. All right. It's 24-hour broadcasting, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, and they have sprung up all over the world, literally. They take the gospel to all parts of the world. And Hal Lindsey has been a part of TBN. Now, I say a part of. He's been broadcasting on TBN for the same length of time that they've been on the air. I think he started out the same time they did. So he calls his show the International Intelligence Briefing. And he talks about world events and how they fit into Bible prophecy. It's as simple as that. He was kicked off the air just before Christmas because he was talking about the Palestinian, and I don't have a copy of what he was discussing, but he was talking about the Palestinian Israeli problems that are going on over there. And, you know, God says that he shall make Jerusalem a cup of trembling, a troublesome stone, etc. And that's exactly what it is. And Hal Lindsey was discussing all of this. Now, they were going to cancel his broadcast just over the Christmas holidays. That was the first announcement. It was a 6-week suspension. He was on the program that was sponsored by Jan Crouch, TBN's vice president for programming. TBN first told WorldNet Daily the show's suspension was simply a traditional hiatus in lieu of seasonal programming. In other words, WorldNet Daily. See, Hal Lindsey also writes a column for WorldNet Daily regularly. And I guess Hal said something to Joseph Farah about this. And Joseph called TBN TBN told WorldNet Daily that the show was just simply a traditional hiatus in lieu of a seasonal programming. But then, that's when they pinned them down, they said that statement was later revised to confirm that the network believed Lindsey's program placed Arabs in a negative light. Lindsey responded, "I don't have to cast radical Muslims in a bad light. If the intimidation and persecution of moderate Muslims make radical Islam look bad, that's because it is bad. Not that I cast them in a bad light, but I have never cast the Arabs as a race in a bad light. I also seek to show that radical Islam poses the greatest danger ever faced by the United States." I'm still quoting Lindsey here. "I believe that God called me as a watchman on the wall to warn Americans, and I must obey, although it is sometimes unpopular." Now, the TBN's general counsel, that's their attorney, is Kasora. And he believes that the extremists are not Muslims at all, but have been hijacking the religion. Lindsey contends that the extremists are the ones most literally following the Quran, and that's the most holy and authoritative book of the Muslim religion. This is why violence has erupted from Muslims in virtually every century since its birth. Now, the attorney again said he could not recall specific examples from Lindsey's programs that were anti-Arab or anti-Muslim. Now, here's something that if he wanted to do, he could have, if they existed. Because all programs, this is something that anybody with a network does. Now, we never, of course, taped all of our shows. I didn't tape anything when we did livestock markets and this sort of thing. I just kept good notes. But I kept my calendar. I could tell you exactly what I said at any particular day. Since we started this show, we have every tape that we have every... I mean, we have a tape of every program that's been on the air. I think it was 3,000 just the other day that we have. Now, I'm sure TBN does the same thing. So I'm sure they could go back and listen to those tapes and find out what they were talking about. But anyway, the attorney said he couldn't recall any specific examples from Lindsey's programs that were anti-Arab or anti-Muslim, but he expressed the network's concern about how Muslims are portrayed. Because TBN is a worldwide ministry that airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in Arabic. I told you earlier, TBN is worldwide. So they have an Arabic show. And trying to reach Islamic world and opening a dialogue with them regarding Christ and Christianity. Anyway, he said, the attorney says it's not the best witness to bash them, but rather show them the nature of Christ, etc. And then Lindsey comes back and says, "Hey, I don't program in the Middle East." Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we have returned talking about Hal Lindsey and his program that he has had on TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, for 30 years. And they canned him. They told him they didn't want him anymore because he was talking about Muslims and Arabs, and he put the Arabs in a bad light. So the attorney for TBN said, we do not feel that the best witness of Christ is to bash them, meaning the Arabs, but rather to show them the nature of Christ, the way Christ said to present himself, and that is through love, understanding, and the presentation of the gospel to them. Lindsey argues, though, that his program is not shown in the Middle East. He says, my show is produced for the Western world and for Christians who are at the most risk from radical Islam. Lindsey has been associated with TBN, as I mentioned, all those years. He told WorldNet Daily that he has no axe to grind with TBN, saying, I've been happy with my opportunities for ministry at TBN. I'm thankful for the platform TBN gave me. I will speak at the gates of hell as long as they don't tell me what to say. But it appears that they are now telling me what not to say. So sadly, it's my time to move on. Lindsey also announced that he's taking his television program to other outlets beginning in early February. And by the way, I've noticed just recently, just playing the dial with DirecTV, that there are a couple of other national, I guess they're national, it'd be international probably, with satellite networks now that have sprung up that are very similar to TBN. For whatever that's worth. Anyway, his new half-hour news and commentary series will be called The Hal Lindsey Report. And that's so much for Hal Lindsey and TBN, but I thought you'd be interested. If you are a regular watcher of Hal Lindsey, you would be interested in knowing that. Now, the other day, I had a story about how a Navy chaplain was not allowed to pray and use the name of Jesus in a public prayer. Now, this guy is a chaplain. He is a military chaplain. And he was told to leave out the name of Jesus. In other words, when he finished praying, he could not say, in the name of Jesus. Okay? and he is a Christian chaplain. Now, let's realize, in the military, for whatever it's worth, I've had stories about this, I've written about it in the Chronicle, we've talked about it on the air, they have chaplains that are, now, I need a little help on this, Jeff, maybe, can you remember, they're Wiccans, but what is that? Do you remember?
Well, you're right by saying Wiccans. What's the question?
What well, but that? But the religion they
it's a non-Christian religion.
It's a non-Christian. They're which witchcraft is what it is. Then they have Satanist chaplains also. They've sued to get in. Oh yeah, you've got to let them come into the military. But we still can't let a Christian chaplain pray in the name of Jesus. And I have an interesting article here. Titled, Jesus Gets a Dishonorable Discharge. Stand by. We'll be right back, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, as I was just mentioning before the commercial break, this all came about when one Navy chaplain has been on a multi-day, well, this one Navy chaplain was praying in the name of Jesus, and he was told that he could not do that. That at least not while he was wearing the uniform of the Navy and while he was in public. So, as this particular article goes on, it says, Jesus gets a dishonorable discharge. Jesus or any remote invocation of his name is being run out of the military and without even a court-martial. Now, military chaplains are told to leave Jesus out of their prayers. Military chaplains are being pressured to refrain from invoking the name of Jesus in prayer. God, that's okay. But Jesus has been, as we've mentioned, dishonorably discharged. Now, this one Navy chaplain, and do I still have his story here someplace? But he has gone on a hunger strike. When we talked about this the other day, he was in front of the Capitol. He's been 10 days now, I believe, without eating. And He said he's not going to until the president gives an executive order saying that it is all right for Christians to pray in the name of Jesus in public. Now, I don't remember. I thought I had the old story here, but I can't locate it right now. When I get off the air, there it'll be. But the original, the way this thing originally went was, he said he wasn't going to do it, and I don't know if they discharged him or they canceled his contract or something. But anyway, the American Center for Law and Justice has gathered 173 petition signatures to get to allow him to pray, or allow pastors, chaplains to pray in the name of Jesus. 73 members of Congress wrote the president a letter on October the 25th complaining that it is increasingly difficult for military personnel to pray in the name of Jesus. But so far, the commander-in-chief has been silent on this. There exists no official military policy on banning any kind of prayer. Therefore, this is nothing more than just being politically correct. All right? It's the same don't ask, don't tell thing. And for the matter, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Chaplains in all faiths, including Jewish and Muslim faiths, serve in all branches of the military. And as we mentioned earlier, they even have a satanic chaplain, as well as the Wiccans in there teaching witchcraft. Anyway, the writer of this article says this is despicable. It's unacceptable travesty. It's nothing short of blasphemy. God comes before country. Without God, there would be no country, and any Christian serving in the military of his country that disallows God or his son in speech and or in prayer has a duty to challenge and to rebel against his wrong and yet untested policy, and to them also accept any and all consequences. And I understand now that they have reinstated the original individual that is on the hunger strike, but I don't know whether he's gone back to work or not. He's probably getting hungry. It'll soon be 2 weeks that they did this. But anyway, there you have it. In America, our military not allowed to pray in the name of Jesus. Roger, hi, you're on the air, Roger.
Yes, thanks, Derry. I would just, as precisely and concisely as I can, front-load out all possible wiggle room for George Bush on this topic. Now, of course, the trick for Bush is, you know, while I predict he's going to cave on this, I will not be surprised if he doesn't. Now, even if he does cave, it's not going to be that simple statement of, you know, according to their respective faiths. Because, see, that would be untenable, I think, because that would... Now, Bush, we know, is a deeply religious man, so we...
How do you know that?
Well, we've heard... I'm taking the word of all these folks we heard on this pale soup that passes for Christian radio. We're all assured of this.
Well, now, see, I remember very well when he went into the temple of the demon over in Japan. See, a Christian that knew the scripture would not do that, first of all.
A
Christian that knew the scripture, I don't think, would have let the... the Muslim having Muslim services there in the Oval Office. See, I just don't believe him.
No. The only subsidiary question is, what is Bush's religion? And now, see, when he's going to cave, it's gonna have this wiggle room so they can continue to stomp on Christian expression. And now, as I had a little fun with Klingenschmidt yesterday and with Dave and Joyce, I said, you know, while you, sir, have displayed real courage, you're wrong when you use the phrase for President Bush to have the courage to sign this order, because it's only the most satanic of ACLU types are going to be willing to embarrass themselves by objecting to such an order. And if anybody has the possible notion, now, even though Bush will probably cave, this will do nothing to change the fact that inside of George Bush could not possibly live the tiniest little Christian. God bless y'all.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Well, it's have to be quick. We have less than 20 seconds. Then never mind. Hang on. Whoever the quickie is out there, we'll get you right after this commercial break. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What is gold, really? Gold is the money that exists only in its tangible form. It's real, worldwide money. Gold is the only money that no bank promotes and no bank destroys. It's been around a billion years before the U.S. dollar was invented, and probably will be here a billion years afterwards. Isn't it time to rediscover gold with Swiss America? Face it, gold has it all. Safety, privacy, and profit potential. Just like my trusty friends at Swiss America and I have said, please make today the day that you do it. Call Swiss America now at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN for your special economic solutions package, which includes their Economic Solutions magazine, a companion CD, and CNN DVD, a $30 value, all free to my listeners now if you'll just call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2641 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2641. There's absolutely no obligation.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says silence is one of the hardest arguments to refute, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, Jeff, you were giving me a name here when the commercial came on.
I was arguing with you in silence.
In silence.
Yeah. Let's go to Kim. Kim, oh, in Florida. Hi, Kim. You're on the air.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
This chaplain, my prayers are for this chaplain. In the Masonic Lodge, Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma Handbook, 1888, he wrote it, states, in the Masonic Lodges, if you say the name of Jesus, if you pray in the name of Jesus, you are in, if someone says the name of Jesus, you have to hold yourself in readiness to cut that person's throat from east to west, pull out his heart and throw it over your left shoulder and throw him in a lake upon it, low tide. Well, this is a blood oath that they take in the lodges. Well,
whoa, stop right there. for whatever it's worth. I have, when I was 21 years old, my grandfather was a Mason. And he was very, he went to Masonic Lodge all the time, was very active in it. And it was his wish when I was 21 years old that I would become a Mason. So I went through the first five chairs. Now, I don't know what's after that, but I will assure you that there is nothing like that in the first five chairs of the Masonic Lodge.
That's right. It's later on in the book.
There is no book. Unless you know something. Are you like a 32nd degree Mason?
33rd.
33rd.
I know the secret.
No, but are you?
Yes.
You are.
I know the secret and the secret.
Well, but are you a 33rd degree Mason?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then go ahead. Tell your story. Because the way I understand it, you're not supposed to be talking about it.
I'm not. I denounced it.
Okay, I'm going to give up on you. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Let's move on to Jimmy in Florida. Hi, Jimmy. You're on the air. Yeah, Jimmy.
Didn't know I was going to be on the radio.
Well, you called this number, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yes, I did. I had emailed you.
Yeah, I'm holding it in my hand.
I didn't listen until midnight last night, and I overheard the presentation on Tyson, and I want to let you know I married into that family back in 1975. My wife's great uncle is John Tyson.
All right, and I had, and he was the original founder of Tyson, and I said it was Don, didn't I?
Yes, sir. Well, I knew he just got a little mixed up on it. It wasn't.
Go ahead with your story.
No big deal. And it was also Springdale, not Fayetteville.
I thought I said Springdale, but maybe I didn't.
You said Fayetteville, but.
Okay, go ahead.
They're sister cities. And, yeah, he wouldn't even give me a job picking feathers. And I wouldn't have taken it anyway. I walked in John Tyson's office one time. It was like a museum. And I never did really feel close to that family. It's just weird vibrations. I don't know what.
Well, they've done pretty well for themselves. In fact, for our listeners, if you weren't happen to be listening yesterday, and I don't have the exact figures with me in here today, but it was information that came from very reliable source. I mean, it was from the office, the government office that puts out this information.
Yes.
But they had their their salaries and their other stocks, et cetera, what they got in these, the CEO, let's see, it was Don Tyson, and then who is the one that's running now? It is John, isn't it, again?
Yes, I believe so.
Anyway, that they're making, you know, their salary was like $3 million. They make up to $9 million a year, et cetera. That's what we were talking about.
Well, they make the megabucks, that's for sure.
And I'm not talking about the company. I'm talking about the individual. As being CEO of the corporation, he was making like $9 million, but they cut him 44%. He didn't make but $5-point-something million this year.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I never trusted any of them.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Did you have another caller there, Jeff? Not. Okay. Yesterday, I talked about the national ID for livestock and the United Kingdom and what they're doing in the United Kingdom. And I feel so strongly about this, people, that I want to discuss it again today. Because we're going to have this national ID in this country right here. I purchased something the other day, and it was a piece of equipment. And when I bought it, the individual there that was selling it, it's a company that sells this, said, I need your farm number or your Social Security number. And I said, no, you don't. I'm not going to give it to you. First of all, I don't have a farm number. And they said, well, okay. But now, and I didn't go into detail because there's a lot of other people there and we were discussing these other things. But somehow they have conned these companies, these corporations, to asking for that? Now, to my knowledge, there's no reason to ask. First of all, there's no reason to have a farm number. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is.
Is that the same as the premise ID?
Well, you'd think it is, but it might be like a tax number. It might be a... See, farm people that buy farm equipment, you don't have to pay in certain states. But I know in Missouri it's that way. If it comes under agriculture, you don't have to pay state tax on it. And that might be what it was. I don't know. I have no idea. You see, Jeff, here we have we have a tax number. You know, when we sell stuff through the mail and all, we have to send in sales tax on that. And that might be what that was. I didn't argue about it. I didn't even ask because I could see it wasn't going to be any problem, and we're good friends, and there's no problem there. But it's getting to the point that the government wants to know everything. I have a thing laying on my desk in there right now that the University of Missouri is taking a survey of how many cattle are on farms. And I have been picked as one of the individuals to tell them all about my cattle operations and what my plans are. It's none of their business what my operation is and what their plans are or what my plans are. I don't plan anything. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon. How would I know what I'm going to do, you know, if somebody came along and said, boy, that's a nice set of heifers. We're going to send them to slaughter. They'd go, you know. They wouldn't be in the cow herd day after tomorrow. They'd have their little heads cut off, and they'd be hanging on a rail of IBP and Tyson. Tyson is IBP now, or maybe I should say IBP is Tyson. But anyway... They're coming up with this animal identification thing, and it's serious business. And I talk to people all the time in the business, and they just sit there and they look at me. We need to be doing something. We need to be, I don't know if it does any good to write letters or not, but we need to do something. First of all, it's going to cost these sale barns gobs of money. I have no idea, but they're going to have to put all this equipment in there to read these tags. And I'd say it's going to put some of the smaller sale barns out of business. Now, some of the big sale barns, they're all for this. Yeah, let's get rid of I know some sale barns that are going around holding meetings on this and trying to get people to do it. You know, we've got the tags right here. You can start now. I don't want their tags. I don't want any. It's none of their business. But anyway, they're doing it over in the United Kingdom. And they're doing it in Australia. And we've discussed this with some of the Australian friends of ours that we have. They say it's a bandoogle. It's terrible. That it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of effort, and the state itself, the people that are in charge of this, they get so far behind, they don't know where the cattle are. They don't know. And if you call them, they don't know anything. Now, over there in the United Kingdom, They have regulations that began yesterday, or January the 1st, 2006. Now, get this. If animals have lost their national ID, they will be killed separately and declared unfit for human consumption. Did you get that? Another way to steal our cattle. Now, the British Farmers National Union is warning their members that the animals will be condemned, confiscated, and there'll be no compensation. So if you send an animal in to the slaughtering plant, in Australia they call it to the meat works, I don't know what they call it in United Kingdom, but when they go to the kill floor, if they don't have this national ID, you're not going to get a penny for that carcass. But I'll tell you who is. It's going to go out to the back door on a black market, and it'll show up in a New York restaurant somewhere. You can bet on that. They're not going to destroy that carcass and lose that profit. They're just going to steal it from us. Part of this national ID. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at dairybrownfield.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Joe in Missouri. Hi, Joe. You're up next.
Okay. Salutations, Jerry. Now, listen, with these sale barns, like I told Jeff, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but not enough to be intelligent. But isn't it to monopolize, manipulate, and indoctrinate for the business?
What do you mean?
I'm talking about everything, not just the sale barns. I'm talking about everything. They're going to have your number no matter where you're at.
Sure, right? They are.
And it's not a good thing, and unless people wake up, they're in trouble. They're already in trouble. But I'll tell you what, those people up in Jefferson City aren't representing me. Are they representing you?
No, and I'm going to have to go to Jefferson City just in the next couple of weeks to get my driver's license.
Well, light a fire.
Well, anyway, it's not going to be a driver's license. I can even get a non-driver's license. Would you believe that?
Well, I'm to the place maybe that's what I need, but I'm just too independent to give mine up.
Anyway, I'm going to have to take either a birth certificate or and I carry a passport in my briefcase when I travel, because a passport's so much handier than ratting through your things to get a social security number and all that. But you have to give it if you're going to, you know, if you do these things. People say, well, you can rebel, yeah, but then you don't get where you want to go. And see, this is the way they, meaning the New World Order people, are winning through intimidation, just like this.
Well, I'm not easily intimidated, and I'll dip into my bail bond money just to get out of a problem. How about you?
Well, I've got to see, do you want me sitting in jail or here on the air?
No. But listen, keep the good work up, and I enjoy your program. Bye-bye.
Okay. the call, Joe. Now, here's another thing. Hospitals are going broke. Right and left, they're going broke. I know not much, but a little bit about hospitals because I have a daughter who is in hospital management. And there's not as much money in hospitals. You know, when they charge you $10 for an aspirin, you say, oh, they got to be getting rich. But I know for a fact that they're not, for other reasons. And this story happens to be about Florida. But the hospital emergency rooms in Florida may soon be closing their doors as a result of increased demands by uninsured and underinsured patients, many of them illegal aliens in this country. According to the new study by the University of South Florida researchers, much of the demand on hospitals comes from new residents of the state. More than half of all emergency room patients in some Florida hospitals do not have insurance. More than half of them don't have insurance. So, the doctors that treat these uninsured patients are not compensated for their treatment, and what they're doing is they're leaving. And Florida hospitals say, look, we're just going to close our emergency rooms. We're not going to do this anymore. This has already happened in California. 84 hospitals have been forced to close in the state of California, all over the high cost of treating illegal aliens. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why does this once great land of ours seem to enjoy unprecedented prosperity but continues to go deeper and deeper into debt? To answer that question, read the book that tells it all, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture by Byron Dale. This book reveals the real reason why every dollar in circulation today is just someone else's borrowed money and how we got into this mess in the first place. In just over 100 pages, Byron Dale shows through official U.S. Treasury documents how created money and borrowed money are the same thing. Incredible as it may be, but it's all there in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. This book should be in every school library, and it should be taught in every classroom, and it should be in the hands of everyone who has ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, just send $10, check cash or money order to Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday. That's January the 7th. Now, John and Scott Idle have consigned approximately 100 head, mostly fancy Angus heifers, big, strong heifers, that'll start calving February the 21st and calve over a 75-day period. They're bred to Angus bulls. 50 of these heifers are half-sisters and out-of-circle A cows. Ned Snyder's consigned a 50-head string of Angus heifers bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving May the 21st and calve within a 75-day period. Edwards Farms will be in with a 40-head lot of black and black baldy 4- to 8-year-old cows. They'll have calves by their side, and the calves have had a complete vaccination program. Mill Iron Ranch will sell 45 3-year-old cows to start calving March the 5th, and Emerson Angus will sell 25 registered 3- to 8-year-old cows. Now, these are just a few of the consignments coming up for the special cow and bred heifer sale this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. George in Texas. Hi, George.
How are we doing this morning, Derek?
Great and wonderful. And you, sir?
Okay. I had a comment in the last edition of Livestock Weekly in 2005. They had three different stories about animal ID. One of them is very interesting. There's a big debate as to what to do with all of this data that's going to be collected if all this goes through. There's going to be billions of pieces of information collected. The cattlemen that are members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association say they want to have the data kept in private hands, not by the government. So here we're going to have a government program collecting data under penalty of punishment, incarceration, and fines if you don't participate, and then this data will be turned over to the private sector.
Who do you think the private sector is going to be?
Well, obviously, it's the Packers.
Well, absolutely. You know, that this whole thing is conjured up by the Packers.
Well, it's unconstitutional and therefore illegal. So
about 90% of the laws on the books today.
Well,
listen, the people that are running this country today don't care a thing about the Constitution of the United States.
Well, the other article in here, the Animal Health Commission of Texas is going to require by July 1st of this year that everybody get a premise ID number if you're involved in livestock.
Yeah, we've got the same thing here in Missouri. I don't know what the date is, but I think this year you have to have a premise ID.
And so
see, this is not just a state thing, and this is not just a United States thing. They've already done it in Australia and in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
See, so it's a world. This is part of this world control thing. And who's controlling the world? Tyson, IBP. And IBP is Tyson, for whatever that's worth. You know, Tyson bought out IBP, which makes Tyson the biggest meat company in the world. But go ahead with your story.
Well, I think the entity who's really in control of the world is spelled out in Revelation chapter 13.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it, and I think we're seeing all this coming to a head right before our very eyes. That's my opinion.
Yep. That's basically it. It's now the big debate now as to what to do with all of this wonderful information Big Brother is collecting.
Give it to the Packers, and they'll be able to steal more of our cattle.
That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Have a wonderful new year.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for the call. I have kind of an interesting story here on the... Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I do. In Florida, and we've discussed this before, and I don't really have time to go into the whole thing, but they're still worried about these Florida Panthers. And one of them actually attacked a person. No, it didn't attack a person. It killed a chihuahua there in Florida. Didn't have too big a fight. A chihuahua doesn't put up a very big fight against a 100-and-something-pound Florida panther. But the interesting thing here is they were out of panthers in Florida. So what did they do? They went over to Texas and got some more Florida panthers. And now Florida panthers are an endangered species, although they originated in Texas. Anyhow, the homeowner said he shined a light out the window after hearing his dog yelping. You wouldn't think that dog would even have time to yelp, would you? He said a few minutes later, the panther retreated to the woods with the dog. The homeowner reported the incident to the Fish and Wildlife Commission, which dispatched law enforcement officers to investigate. When officers arrived, the panther and the dog were gone, but there was blood on the ground. An officer and a biologist returned to the scene the following morning and found the fresh tracks of a male Florida panther. This is a second report of a Florida panther attacking a domestic dog. And one of these days, they will be attacking domestic children. And that's time now for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.